As one of the oldest tri-military charities, people recognise the name SAFR, but probably don't actually know what it stands for. It actually stands for Soldiers, Sailors, Airmen, Families Association. And that's obviously evolved over the years. And the strapline, the Armed Forces Charity, is now the one that we like to promote.
OK, you alluded to it there. There's lots of charities. You are tri-service. What else makes you different?
I think what makes us different is that we've always been there. We're the constant. As new military charities come into the market, as other ones drop out, we've been there for 132 years, which makes us the kind of experts in the field, as you like. They're the ones that most people turn to get that advice and support in the first instance, and then able to be signposted onto the relevant organisations from there.
What kind of advice and support can you give then?
It covers everything. There's obviously a wide variety of need out there from servicemen and their families, and veterans and their families as well. So that support ranges from everything from financial support right through to signposting for other types of charities, whether it be mental health and all that sort of thing as well.
Two different sections really, isn't there? There's SAFR and there's also SAFR in service as well.
Yeah, we have 22 branches throughout Scotland, and we also have 5 in-service committees. So the branches deal with the veterans and their families, and making sure they're getting the support that they need, whereas the in-service committees are based on the bases throughout Scotland, throughout all the major bases in Scotland, and they provide the day-to-day support that service people and their families might require.
Tell me how people can support you then, because that's what you need. You need the money coming in. Is it taking part in things like the 5K that you've got coming up?
Yeah, we have lots of fundraising events that happen throughout Scotland. All the money raised in Scotland stays in Scotland in regards to these events, and we would really like people to support these. One of our major events coming up is the 5K run over in Glasgow Green, the 22nd of April. And we're really hoping that a lot of service people and their families can come along to this event and support and have a great time.
Okay, now they can take part via your website, and I think probably the website's a good place for people to go, have a good nosy around, see what's going on.
Yeah, safa.org.uk/Glasgow is the best one to go to, as it's the Glasgow branch that's running it. From there you can get the link to the Entry Central website where you can sign up. It gives you a bit more information about the run. We're trying to encourage people to maybe take part in fancy dress, dress up as 5 red arrows and run information if you fancy, that sort of thing. Open to all ages. We also have our mile walk, which is going to walk in tandem with it. So for those people who don't feel up to the 5K, they can also take part in the mile walk. The track is accessible to wheelchairs, so it's open to all levels and abilities and all people.
Okay, and I'm guessing that if anyone that can't make it to this still wants to raise some money for SAFR, they can do that however they like. You're happy to take anyone's money?
Of course. By getting in contact with local branches, searching on Facebook, your local branch will quite likely have a Facebook page that can keep you up to date with any sort of fundraising events that's going on, any sort of awareness events as well, information tables they might be having at certain supermarkets or whatever. They would be delighted if you could get in contact with them and have a chat and see how you can either support or we can support you.
Okay, now that's SAFR, and you mentioned the branches, but the SAFR in service also have committees, and I know you've got a few of those set up, but looking to set up more.
Yes, throughout Scotland we have across all the bases. We've got Fas Lane, Kinross, Lossiemouth and Lookers, and we would like to try and set up something in Dreadcon.